Tánaiste, as we speak, there are 17,000 children waiting on initial contact with the Children's Disability Team. There are 2,500 children that are waiting and are overdue an assessment of needs. And these are crucial assessments, as you know, Tánaiste, that the families and these children are entitled to, but they're being failed by a system which is totally unable to meet their needs. And the situation is dire, and it's continuing to get worse year after year under your government. The number of these assessments carried out by the HSE has plummeted. Thousands of children are being failed by the state, left in limbo, while they wait for care that they're entitled to. So, Tánaiste, just let me tell you about one of those children. Oshna turned 13 last month. He received his official diagnosis of autism and assessment report this week. Oshna is a lovely little boy who has a rare syndrome involving physical and intellectual disability. His mother first asked for an autism assessment when he was 6 years old and beginning primary school. He got that assessment this summer as he became a teenager, after 7 long years of uncertainty, barely in time to make applications for secondary school. Because of this shocking delay, Tánaiste, Oshna didn't get or receive the supports of home tuition or July provision that he was entitled to. He had autism his entire life and should have been entitled to both of these supports, but because he did not have the formal assessment and diagnosis, he was excluded from these supports. It was only after this official assessment was completed, 7 years after it was requested, that his parents were directed for the very first time to any supports tailored for neurodiverse children. Because everything is put on hold for the assessment to be completed. Delayed assessments mean delayed access to supports. Now, Oshna will not get that missed time back, and he won't get all the missed supports back that he was entitled to for them many long years. But neither, Tánaiste, will the 2,500 children who are waiting assessment leads that are overdue, or the 17,000 that are waiting for initial contact. These families who are left in limbo after reaching out for support. These families, Tánaiste, are being failed by your government, and it is happening under your watch. Your ministers were out this week, scratched beneath in the budget that sound impressive on the glossy surface, but when you scratch beneath the budgetary spin, it is clear that you haven't responded adequately to the situation. The vast majority of money that you announced this week is to stand still, not to speed up the delivery of assessments or the badly needed services that should follow these assessments. Your own disability capacity review made it clear the levels of funding that were required to meet the needs of children and adults across the state. You provided a fraction of what was required. And in doing so, Tánaiste, once again, just like last year and the year before, you will fail these children and many others like them. So, Tánaiste, I ask you today, when will you deliver the investment needed to support these children and their families? When will you provide the investment to ensure that they get the fairness and the respect that they deserve in a timely manner and not have to, like Oshna and his family, have to wait 7 years to be given the supports that they were entitled to from day one? Tánaiste, I'm asking you today, will you rethink your budget decision to provide the resources to meet the needs of these children and deliver on your own capacity review recommendation that required substantial additional funding?
I want to thank Deputy Doherty for raising this issue, which is one that is of enormous importance to thousands of families across the country. And I think all of us from our constituency services will know of cases of people and children who've had to wait very, very long time for their assessment of need. And I am sorry to hear of the case that you raised, and I hope Oshna is getting the support that he needs now. In terms of assessments of needs, there are a lot of delays in getting those needs assessments done for the children that need it. As I mentioned, it's something that I'm aware of from my own constituency service. Was with one of the providers in my constituency of ISTA only on Friday to discuss this issue and other related issues. And there is and there are additional resources provided for in the budget, and that will be detailed in the HSE service plan. But I should say it isn't just a matter of money. We've seen a huge increase in spending on health and on disability in recent years, but money doesn't just solve problems. You need to recruit and retain staff, which is a challenge here and everywhere around the world at the moment. And also, you need to be able to make sure that your systems work well. And I think perhaps we need to consider a change of approach here. At the moment, you have to get your assessments of need before you get the therapies you need. But I know people who work in the sector, and they say to me, it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. You know, you could start providing therapies right away. It can be very clear that some children need therapies. And the system we have at the moment, which is you wait for your assessment of need before you get the interventions, perhaps isn't the best one. You know, where it is obvious that a child needs a particular intervention or a particular therapy, why don't we just provide that straight away? And I think we need to provide additional resources, which is happening, additional staff, which is a challenge, but perhaps we also need to look at the system, the approach that we've taken to date, and whether that could be improved.
What these parents want is a plan. And unfortunately, what you have in your government is a minister that isn't forward planning. We have a third of all positions in disability service that are vacant, yet there is no plan in the budget to actually deal with this. Minister, your government were brought to court by these families and found that you were breaking the law in relation to assessments of needs. That's how dire it's got. And you're talking now about maybe we need a different approach. Of course we need a different approach. What we really need is a different government that will actually put these children first and foremost. Because it can't go on year after year, and the situation is getting worse. 2,500 children who have a delayed assessment of needs, that's up 500. The number of assessments carried out in last year compared to this year, at this time last year, is a fraction of what the HSE were doing. So this is getting worse, and you do not have a plan. And for people who are desperately out there, who don't have the support, who have children that are going through, like Oisnith, their entire primary education, without that assessment of needs, without that support, this week being given for the first time a booklet to say what is autism. It is a disgrace, Minister. It is a disgrace, Taoiseach, that our government is failing so many children in this way. People who are really vulnerable, and something that could be fixed with the right political will.
Thanks, Deputy. And I can absolutely guarantee you that Minister Rabbit is leading the way on this and is absolutely committed to working with the government as a whole to make improvements in this area. There are a lot of additional financial resources for disability. I think the total budget for the year coming is going to be 2.4 billion euros and 11 or 12 million provided specifically to improve waiting times when it comes to an assessment of need. So it is something we accept as a problem. It's something we're working on. We are providing substantial additional financial resources. There are challenges, though. Challenges recruiting and retaining staff, which you mentioned, which are by no means unique to this country, and also challenges in getting the systems right and making sure that we get the therapies that children need as soon as possible. I think it's disappointing, though, Deputy, that you used your time to only come up with one solution to this problem, and that is you being in government. You know, it's disappointing that it does seem to be your approach to anything, rather than coming up with a solution or ideas, detailing them, setting out what you would actually do. The solution is just you. It's pretty narcissistic.
I'm not going to stand up with the ultimate sanction. I really would ask for a little cooperation, just a small little respect for the chair, for what it represents, the democratic process, please. And could we do the courtesy of listening and stop interrupting?